This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Gaza's health ministry says Israeli forces have stormed the main hospital in southern Gaza. Thursday's raid came a day after the army sought to evacuate thousands of displaced people who had taken shelter at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. The southern city has been the main target of Israel's offensive against Hamas in recent weeks. The raid comes a day after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu withdrew Israel out of ceasefire talks in Cairo, rejecting what he described as ludicrous demands from Hamas to stop the fighting. Relatives of some 130 Israeli hostages held by Hamas described Netanyahu's decision as scandalous and said the move amounts to a death sentence for their relatives. The hostages were among 240 kidnapped initially by Hamas fighters during the October 7th cross-border raid on southern Israel that left 1,200 people dead. Israel launched a scorched earth offensive in Gaza in response to the raid that left more than 28,000 Palestinians dead so far. That's according to Gaza health authorities. French President Emmanuel Macron and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will sign a bilateral security agreement Friday in Paris. Macron's office did not release specific details about the agreement. Macron said earlier this year that France was negotiating a bilateral deal based on the model that Ukraine recently agreed to with the United Kingdom, which covers 10 years. Greece's parliament is set to legalize same-sex civil marriage on Thursday. The bill, which would grant parental rights to married same-sex partners with children, was drafted by center-right Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis and is supported by left-wing opposition parties. Greece will become the first Orthodox Christian nation to approve same-sex marriage. The legislation is opposed by the influential Church of Greece, but opinion polls suggest that most Greeks support the proposed reform by a narrow margin. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says Wednesday's deadly shooting in the Midwestern city of Kansas City, Missouri, cuts deep in the American soul. Here's AP correspondent Ben Thomas with an update.
Kansas City's fire chief says 22 people were shot when gunfire erupted at the end of the Chiefs' Super Bowl parade. Stephanie Meyer at Children's Mercy Kansas City says they treated a dozen patients.
11 of which are children with 9 gunshot wounds.
Those children between the ages of 6 and 15.
All of those patients we expect to have a full recovery, none of which are in critical condition.
As for their emotional state,
fear. The one word I would just use to describe what we saw and how they felt when they came to us was fear.
That sound courtesy KNBC. Radio station KKFI says its DJ Lisa Lopez Galvan, host of Taste of Tejano, was killed in the shooting. The Chiefs trainer says players and coaches were on buses at the time, returning to Arrowhead Stadium. I'm Ben Thomas.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to appear in a New York City courtroom Thursday for a hearing that could decide whether his first criminal trial begins in late March. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Donald Trump expected in court for what is likely to be the first of his 4 criminal indictment cases to go to trial. The former president's lawyers asking a judge to dismiss his hush money criminal case involving an alleged scheme to prevent potentially damaging stories about his personal life from becoming public during his 2016 presidential campaign. But recent activity by the judge suggests it's unlikely and the case will start March 25th, ahead of his classified documents case in Florida, his election interference case in D.C., and his other election interference case in Georgia. Trump denies all of it. Julie Walker, New York.
Allies and critics of President Joe Biden are seeking the public release of transcripts of his interview with the special counsel who investigated his handling of classified documents. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
President Joe Biden avoided criminal charges around his handling of classified documents in part because of his answers during a lengthy interview with the special counsel investigating him. The 5-hour interview over 2 days was led by special counsel Robert Herr. It helped establish that Biden did not intend to retain most of the sensitive records from his vice presidency found at his home or personal office. But the sit-down has also opened Biden to scrutiny over his age and memory. Now the public release of a transcript of that discussion is being sought by both Biden's allies and critics, both sides looking for a political edge. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.